Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're exploring something really interesting from the music world, a distinction that might just change how you think about mastering. Well, pretty much any skill. We're diving into the difference between just being a guitarist and actually becoming a musician. This is all sparked by a great article from NSA Musician by Keen Downing, and it gets provocative pretty quickly. It talks about guitarists versus musicians, yeah, but connects it to ideas like slaves versus masters in the music scene. So our mission today is to really unpack that. What does it mean for you if you're trying to get good at an instrument or honestly any complex skill?
Exactly. And this is more than just about guitarists, right? It's a chance for you to get a feel for musical growth, career paths, but also just how you approach learning anything with real depth and intention. The principles here, they apply way beyond music.
Okay, so let's start where lots of people begin. You pick up a guitar, you're excited, maybe grab a chord book, teach yourself some basic chords, a few strums, try to play a song you like. And look, there's nothing wrong with that initially. It's often the first step.
Sure, but the article jumps right into the problems with only doing that. Self-teaching like that, it often means really slow progress and a lot of frustration. You just don't know if you're doing it right or wrong, you know, which can kill your motivation. You might never hit your musical goals. Like the author says, kind of bluntly, how can you teach yourself something you actually know nothing about? It's a fair question.
Yeah, that feeling of just floundering, not knowing if your practice is even helping. That's a huge barrier. And the article points out something interesting, the self-taught thing. It doesn't happen nearly as much with other instruments. Think about pianists or sax players, violinists. It's pretty rare to find someone completely self-taught there. They usually start with lessons.
Right. And that difference, the source argues, is why a lot of guitarists find it, well, intimidating playing with other musicians later on. Trained players expect certain things, communicate in certain ways, musical language, theory, that the self-taught guitarist might just not understand. It creates a disconnect.
Okay, so this hints at a deeper divide. Let's get into the definitions the article uses. It really draws a line between guitarist and musician. A guitarist, it says, is someone who plays the guitar physically. Okay, makes sense, but critically, hasn't got much in the way of what I call head stuff. Not that head stuff. It means theory, oral skills like training your ear composition, reading music. The article suggests such a guitarist is often in a musical rut or not far away from one, mostly because they're self-taught.
Yeah, and then you contrast that sharply with a musician. They're described as generally well-trained in guitar technique, sure, but crucially, they have all the head stuff well-rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the key part. They express themselves through the guitar. That focus on expression. It's fascinating. It suggests that mastering the head stuff, the theory and understanding, is what unlocks true musical expression. It's beyond just the physical playing.
Moving from just playing notes to actually making music.
Got it.
But then the article throws in this, well, this really strong analogy. It says, guitarists tend to be slaves and musicians tend to be the masters. Ha. Now that's a pretty stark language. The author seems to be using it to describe the professional power dynamics, the difference in control.
It is stark. Maybe deliberately so. But let's look at what it means in context. The guitar slave role, as described, is doing the lower order work, maybe playing basic parts, rhythm guitar, but getting little recognition because they don't have the broader skills musicians look for.
Right. And that leads to being stuck with people of the same ilk and mindset, feeling kind of trapped in that zone.
Mm-hmm. Then you have the musician master position. And this isn't about dominating people. It's about professional freedom, opportunity. They get the higher-end jobs, the session work, the arranging gigs, things with more recognition and better contacts that lead to bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have that wider skill set, they can work in more areas, build bigger networks.
Mm-hmm.
So the analogy, while maybe uncomfortable, is really highlighting how a lack of that deeper formal understanding can limit your career, your influence, your creative control. It's about agency.
That really puts the value of structured learning into perspective, doesn't it? So, okay, if you feel like you're in that guitarist box, how do you make the leap to musician, according to the article anyway? It says the transition is reasonably easy if you've got the desire and determination.
Right, the drive has to be there.
And then it says there's basically only one way to become that complete musician, which is to study with a top teacher or attend one of the many good tertiary courses now available. And it notes that there are well-planned courses for pretty much any style. Rock, jazz, classical, blues, whatever you're into.
And importantly, it stresses that even if you consider yourself an advanced player, there is always something new to learn, always, which, you know, raises that bigger question for everyone, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Are we always pushing ourselves to learn more, no matter how good we think we are? True mastery isn't really a final destination.
Good point. So besides just learning scales and theory, what else does this formal study path offer? The article mentions that lots of leading professional musicians actually teach at these colleges or institutions, so you get direct access. You meet them, you perform regularly in front of others, which builds confidence, challenges you, and you make connections. Friendships, professional contacts.
And those contacts. They're gold dust in music.
Mm.
The article points out music jobs are not advertised like other jobs. It's almost entirely word-of-mouth referral.
Mm.
So building that network through study, invaluable for actually having a, you know, longevity in music. Mm. But that applies everywhere, really. Mm. Think about any specialized field.
Mm-hmm.
Who trusts your work often opens more doors than a CV.
Absolutely. Okay, so thinking about today's music world,
mm-hmm.
what are the expectations for guitar players now? Whether you want to go pro or just be a really capable amateur. Well, the article lists things like reading charts, that's sheet music or lid sheets, often sight reading, playing gigs, maybe with zero rehearsal, doing recording sessions quickly, like in one or two takes, being able to jump into unfamiliar styles. It emphasizes you do not need to be the best player in the world, but you do need to know what you are doing. Competence is key.
Mm. And it directly tackles that romantic myth, you know,
yeah.
The idea of someone just picking up a guitar, learning a few chords, and boom, overnight success. The article calls those stories myths. Flat out, which really hammers home the need for actual education and hard work over just hoping for luck or raw talent to carry you. Mastery is built, right? Not found.
Yeah, dispels that myth quite firmly. So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, the listener? The article describes making that shift to musician as being like becoming a born-again guitarist, a real transformation.
Yeah, fundamental shifting.
And the payoff sounds pretty good. The more you learn, the more fun you have with the instrument, and the more time you will want to spend with music. It turns it from a potential struggle into real joy. Continuous engagement.
And the author even throws down a challenge, doesn't he? For anyone maybe stuck in a rut, career-wise or otherwise, saying basically, throw it in, go and study,
mm-hmm.
become part of the entertainment industry. Because the key to longevity in music is in a good education.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that required knowledge, then you can truly guide your own learning, continue growing, which the author calls self-discovery. It's informed exploration.
Wow. Okay, so this deep dive really has, I think, shown a light on how much difference that dedicated study, that conceptual grasp makes. It's about shifting from just, you know, the physical act of playing to genuine musical expression, and it opens up so many more doors professionally and creatively.
It really is a powerful lesson in what mastering a skill truly involves, going beyond just doing it to really understanding it. So as we finish up, maybe think about that question the article leaves us with. Has this distinction, this guitarist versus musician idea, got you thinking now? What could that mean for your own journey, whether it's music or coding or writing or anything you want to truly master? Are you just going through the motions, or are you building real understanding and finding your own voice within it?